Sean Taylor's with us. He's Chief Investment Officer and Head of Emerging Markets for APAC at DWS. I suppose this is a look at what's going on with trade, essentially, with Japan. It could be, of course, particular to Japan, but perhaps it's also with the South Korean data that month, just giving us a snapshot of how things were getting bad for the global economy. Tell us, Sean, are things now going to improve with the Phase 1 trade deal, or at least the optimism that it may well have engendered?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, we think that things will improve with the Phase 1 trade deal. I think markets have probably already reacted to it, but the confidence in the economy, particularly in Asia, should improve. The Japan number is surprisingly weak, but we've also seen in earnings that's already come through. So actually, if you look at the three earnings areas that really fell last year, South Korean tech, Japan exporters, and also German exporters, really reflecting one, the trade situation, and two, just general global growth concerns.
Well, it's a little choppy because actually some of the data has been pretty good here of late. Yesterday we had decent numbers from South Korea on GDP, and the day before Taiwan actually reported a beat in terms of GDP. Given all that you just said, what does that leave you with three sort of top convictions?
Well, just going back to what you were saying on that, I think the difference in the data actually is that South Korea had worse data over the summer last year because of the sort of Japanese-Korean trade spat where the raw materials weren't coming through. So it's probably bounced back a bit quicker or more like a sort of V-shape, where Japan's probably reflecting the overall economy.
Yeah, but
economy.
Even if you look at the trade numbers we just reported from China within the last several days, they were actually quite upbeat in December too.
Yeah, no. Agree. There are very mixed data coming up, and actually, when you're looking at the China data, if you look at the Greater Bay Area, and you're looking at more the tech area, clearly there's been an acceleration there, and it's been an acceleration of China, I think, trying to build its supply chain, and that's also benefited Taiwan. Look, we still think this year equity should outperform. Now, we've got lower equity targets than we've had last year. Obviously, last year we had a huge run in equities, but mainly driven by the US, and it was really driven by PE expansion. This year we have got lower earnings for the US, but we've got higher earnings for the rest of the world, and we think that equity markets will have a more balanced run so that the outperformance of the US, which has happened over the last 10 years, will start to fade, and we will see a pickup in this area of the world, particularly in some of the sort of North Asian markets. The caveat to that is what's been happening over the last couple of days with the concerns on the virus. Let's hope that doesn't really hurt the domestic demand side of China.
Okay, we've been talking about that. So let's just talk a little bit about the tech side of things. Because, you're saying that tech may well do well in this part of the world. The thing is, how much of that is really down to the Phase 1 trade deal? Because it kind of avoided the whole tech side of things, and that's been postponed to Phase 2.
Well, I suppose when we really there's two trends happening, I think, in tech, and one is that and it was really from your new economy conference that you had in China recently. All the messages from the CEOs from the banks there were that no one's going to leave all their production in China for going forward. They're going to build different types of more diversified supply chains, and that's really benefiting Taiwan. And so we've also got 5G, which is also picking up, and we've also got Apple giving better guidance. So the biggest tech market, Taiwan, is looking better than it was last year. Korea is really a bounce back, that we had a fall in demand for semiconductors and now we're having that pick up. We had a disruption of supplies and now that's picking up. How sustainable that is, we'll have to question. But for the first 6 months, we do see the comparisons looking better.
It's still very curious that bond yields would be this low if things are looking up. And it's a sort of conundrum. But I guess if you ask people, what are the biggest risks, they always say to the downside. Nobody actually says risk is to the upside.
Well, this year we've been putting out saying that risk is to the upside in terms of the risk of achieving our targets. Now, let's just explain. So last year, the year before, we had a higher GDP target globally, and we had higher upside for markets, both credit and equity. But we had more risks. The trade deal was a bit uncertain. We had Brexit, the situation in Italy, and also the situation with Trump and the Democrats. Now, coming into this year, UK situation's looking clearer, trade situation's looking clearer, Italy's looking clearer. We still have the US uncertainty.